Spring is traditionally a time of renewal, and as Parliament returns, the federal government is aiming to breathe new life into old policies that failed to clear the previous Senate. Independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie is key to the government's plans. She's been carving out a reputation as a crossbench negotiating partner of choice, but has revealed she won't back a contentious proposal to drug test welfare recipients. I spoke to Senator Lambie a short time ago and asked her why she'd changed her mind on this bill.
We do not have the services available out there. We do not have the rehabilitation services out and around the country. We knew this 4 years ago and still nothing's been done. But what I say this is, if you are receiving money from the public purse, whether you're a politician, whether you're a public bureaucrat, whether you're a teacher out there, why aren't you getting random drug and alcohol testing? It's a pretty simple question. And why hasn't it already happened? And I think, there's very little really I want to get that done going on. So what you're going to inflict on others, you should inflict on yourself and lead by example. What is wrong with them?
Okay, so if they inflict that, as we want to describe it, on themselves, and they write into the bill that politicians, bureaucrats will also be randomly drug tested, will you vote it up?
Well, this is something that, should have been done a long time ago. But the other thing is that there's no point in voting it through anyway, because for the simple reason, the services are not available. The rehabilitation services for drugs and alcohol in this country are just not available. We are still sending children from outside of Tasmania to other states to get rehabilitated. And these are kids who are under 18 years of age, for goodness sakes, let alone an overload on top. So if you can present to me where those services have suddenly popped up over the country, then please do so. But they are not there. In this, you've been drug tested today and we're going to come back in 25 days and drug test you. I can tell you now, if you are a consistent ice user and you think that you're going to have that person clean in 25 days, you are kidding yourselves. We're not talking about alcohol here. For ice users that have been on this stuff for 2 or 3 years in a row and consistently on it, I can tell you now, you are not going to clean these people up in a month.
If the government promises extra funding for drug and alcohol treatment, would that be enough for you?
Absolutely not. You show me when the buildings go up, you show me how many beds are in there, and then we'll go back to the table and we'll discuss it.
Okay, that's really interesting. So you will vote this down until the actual services are up and running, not just on a promise of a funding commitment?
Yeah, I usually like to put the horse before the cart, not the cart before the horse. That usually works so much better.
So does that mean, Jackie Lambie, that basically there is no way you're going to vote for this bill?
Yeah, no, we're not voting for this bill because I already know the services are not there. So you put the services in place first, which would be the common sense way to tackle this issue, and then we can look at doing random drug and alcohol testing on welfare recipients. And in the meantime, while you're at it, show some goodwill and put it on yourselves and anybody else on the public purse.
Okay, so there's no way this bill is going to pass in the next fortnight, right?
No, not unless you're going to put thousands of rehab beds around Australia in a matter of that time and, they're struggling to find out what day it is up here, let alone make that happen in the next fortnight.
Okay. Have you had any contact with Matthias Cormann or any senior government ministers since you first revealed to journalists a couple of hours ago that you wouldn't be voting for the bill? Have they come to you and said that they're willing to provide any of these extra services?
I think what I've been told is they don't intend to bring this bill up in this fortnight or in this sitting period.
So they've confirmed to you that they're pulling the bill?
Yeah, well, as far as I know, that they're not bringing it up in this fortnight.
Okay, and have they indicated to you that they're perhaps going to work towards, adding those elements in at a later point this year to try and get your support?
Well, I don't know why they bother with that unless the services are going to be up and running, and I don't see that going on. I've now been waiting over 4 years for them to get more rehab services and beds out there across the country, and I can tell you I'm not seeing it.
You've been visiting areas where the government has been trialling the cashless debit card and you think it's working. Will you wait to see solid evidence of that before you support expanding it?
They're looking at expanding it at the moment in the Northern Territory and Cape York, going from the basics card to the welfare card, which instead of giving them 50% cash and 50% on card will now go to 80-20. I don't have a problem with that. I believe both those places want to opt in to this card anyway, so that's not an issue. They are still struggling with some of the algorithms that are associated with the card. There's still some loopholes and some easy access to be able to, when it comes to using the card, to take advantage of it if you're clever enough. They are getting much better at that than certainly what they were 3.5-4 years ago. There's no doubts about that. But certainly it is not ready to go nationwide, and I would expect that'll probably take another year or two easily.
The Australian Council of Social Services says this stigmatises and disempowers people on welfare. Have all the people you've spoken to had positive experiences using it?
You know what, they use the card, the injury card, and say when people see you pulling that out, that stigmatises you. Well, like I've already told ACOS, and I've made it quite clear to them, they are working on this with all the banks across Australia. So the card that you use now, whether it be your National Bank, your Commonwealth card, your credit union card, the algorithms will be moved from the injury card onto that card, and no one will know any difference. So I'm not sure where the stigmatisation's coming from.
And you think that more evidence has to be supplied before it goes nationwide. What will you be demanding before they get your vote?
You know, I go around and I have a look at the evidence for myself. I was one of the first people in Sojourner when they first released it over there. I've now done Sojourner 3 times. I'm going back to Sojourner in about 3 weeks. I'm going to go and see how that card is now going, because it's now been over 2 years since I've been back there. I'll be then heading up to Kununurra sometime this year to see how that is going. That's certainly when I first went up to Kununurra, was in its early days, and it wasn't quite working as effectively as it had been in Sojourner. So it'll be interesting to see how that is going. I've just recently been to Hervey Bay and spent 2 days there and spoke to the people there. I'll go back to Hervey Bay by the end of January. That would have given a little bit longer to see the results and hear what the results are. So I am doing this. So I can tell you I am walking around or flying around to have a look at this stuff and make sure that it is still working and it's still serving the purpose that is supposed to be serving. So I guess I'll have a better indication on that within the next 6 months.
You say you'll vote for the federal government's ensuring integrity bill. You'll essentially vote it up unless John Setcar resigns. Will he resign though? I mean, do you think after having that long lunch with him there's any chance he will?
I don't think John Setcar's got a choice, because the only person that believes John Secker should still be standing in the position that he's standing in is John Secker, and that's the truth of the matter. And while John Secker's standing in there saying that those closest to him within that union movement are not saying that, I can tell you what they're saying behind your back, John Secker, and it is not pleasant, and they're telling you to stand down. So I don't know why I need to be the meat and the sandwich and show the spine that those people around John Secker should be now speaking up and saying, you know what, mate, you're doing more damage than good, and it is time for you to go. Otherwise, it is going to put 1.4 million union members at risk all over John Secker. So if John Secker's got half the brain he thinks he has, then for God's sake, for once in your life, John, go and use it and resign.
Is it fair to penalise the entire union movement, though, over the behaviour of this one official who you're clearly outraged by the behaviour of, and I know a lot of people are, but is that fair that others should suffer just because this one bloke won't resign?
No, it comes down to John Secker. John Secker is simply this. Even though when these laws come through, they will not be able to bring them back in time. I can tell you now, I won't even give John Secker a year before he walks off the line and he does something absolutely ridiculous and he's gone anyway. So does John Secker want to hold at ransom 1.4 million union members, or is he going to be a big boy for once in his life and walk? That's the question that needs to be asked now, and John Secker needs to go.
The government has released its religious freedom legislation. Is this an issue voters raise with you? Do you think people's religious freedom is under attack?
I know that the religious freedoms that we have in Tasmania, which are as they are now, they're working pretty well, and I don't have a lot of people around Tasmania talking to me about religious freedoms. They've got more important things to talk about, like homelessness, not enough jobs down there. Our public hospital system is completely out of control. You know, so it's not something that's feeding back from the electorate through to me. We're certainly having a look at the bill, but Tasmania's is very similar to the one that's been in place now. And so Tasmanians seem to be pretty satisfied with that, so I'll have to take that on that, you know, they don't really want this changed.
The reason I ask you is there's this one element that overrides your state laws on discrimination. And I know some people in Tasmania have been concerned about that. What do you think of that, that the federal law would override your discrimination laws?
Yeah, I think that would probably upset Tasmanians more than the law itself, to be honest. They seem to be pretty satisfied. Nobody really wants to talk about it. They just sort of leave it as it is.
Now, the government is seeking your support to repeal the Medivac legislation. It allows asylum seekers to be brought to Australia, of course, for medical treatment. I know you haven't, you're not prepared to say fully how you're going on this, but if you can give me some indication, because you've had some time to consider it, what are you likely to do?
You know, like I said, we're still watching the process go through. My door is still open to talk to people out there. You know, we're running through certain options to have a look at, see if there's other options that the government hasn't bothered to look at. So we actually are still working on this. So I have not concluded one way or another which way I'm voting on it.
What do you think on this Sri Lankan family who are from Bilawila? Well, we're living in Bilawila now, they're in Christmas Island. There's been a strong campaign, as you know, for a ministerial intervention to let them stay. Should the ministers intervene? Should the government try to keep them here?
You know, there's people in Australia that talk about migrants and they talk about refugees, and there's some of them that are quite bad and we don't want them here. And here's a family that's led by example. You know, it's had one of their children here. The community obviously love them. There's been a big community uptake on the support for them. They're not a national security issue, really. This was a chance for Dutton and his office to show a bit of heart and show some compassion, and he's failed to do that. And you know what, I think it's done him a hell of a lot more harm than bloody good, that's for sure. If I was him, I'd show some compassion and heart. Everyone out there seems to say he hasn't got any, so he could turn the tide a little bit and maybe let this family stay.
Just finally, you've got $157 million from the federal government to waive Tasmania's social housing debt in exchange for your vote on the tax cuts. You've said you should have asked for more. Do you really regret not asking for it? And what might we see in the future in terms of your negotiating style?
I think, you know, we've got a bit of a list there, and it was like, you know, do we come in and push our luck in that first couple of weeks, or do we play it safe and not over ask, because you're worried about other crossbenchers taking it from underneath you because they're asking for lower for their vote. So you don't really know what the play is there. And we already knew that one way or another, Labor was going to support this. So quite frankly, I think Tasmania's come out of this quite well. It's actually saving them $230 million in the long run with the payback that they were due to give back until 2041-42. So for Tasmanians, it's been an absolute win. We desperately need more housing down there. I will give it to the Premier down there. They have that, you know, they have a good plan of attack for the next 4 years. So what this means that in those places that they've already building new houses in, they can actually add some more, and that's a great thing for Tasmania.
A lot of journalists have a lot of analysis, Jackie Lambie, about you and the way that you are now, that since you've come back as a senator, Jackie Lambie 2.0, if we can use the old Prime Minister's kind of language. So I'd like to hear from you how you're going to be. What is the new version of Jackie Lambie as a senator? What can we expect?
For me, just before I got done as an imposter, that I, you know, I had my staff sorted out after 3 years. We were doing really well in that last 6 months, and we were really starting to find our mojo, and then that was taken away. So then I had 20 months on the outside. For me, I got to do a lot more work in front of the camera on reality TV shows. That helped lift my confidence. Obviously, I spent a lot of time going back over everything that we did wrong and why we didn't get as much as what we should have done. You know, I have no problem in doing that. I also got to spend that 20 months, a lot of that time with Tasmanians, and just having my boots on the ground and being very, very normal and actually becoming very, very grounded again. And I think that's a good thing.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That was independent crossbench Senator Jackie Lambie, and you're listening to RN Drive. What do you make of her position? 0418 226 576 is our text line.